Good morning to you. 7:35, and the dragging of passenger Dr. David Dow off a United Airlines flight continues, despite it taking place early this month, to be a major problem for the airline. Images of this passenger beaten bloody by security guards, causing major business ramifications. Stock prices have been on the way down. Billions of dollars in bad publicity, they're calling this, as a cost. Mr. Paul Farriga, founder of Word Right Communications and PR expert, joins us on the line to discuss how badly this has gone and what they might still be able to do to turn it around. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, good morning, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
So can we just go over some of the key problems with the airline's response and how they might have averted the crisis, going back to the incident itself?
Absolutely.
So firstly, the incident itself, a passenger's dragged off, and we saw the CEO, Oscar Munoz, praising staff and not really rushing in any way to suggest any wrongdoing had been committed.
That's exactly right, Alex. It's tone deaf. And his first statement was filled with jargon, language that I've never heard before and that most passengers would never speak in their daily lives. The passenger was not dragged off the aircraft. He was reaccommodated in the initial state from the CEO. It's laughable.
And, I mean, really, we've seen competitors rushing to jump in here as well, which doesn't help matters. Delta, for example, offering volunteers as much as nearly $10,000 plus rebooking, those who voluntarily give up their seats with United, for example. Is this going to be a major problem that drags on for some period of time? And is it then a reverse positive PR opportunity for airlines like Delta?
Well, it absolutely is, Alex. It's a tremendous opportunity for competitors. It's an opportunity for United as well, and we can talk about that, despite all the challenges that they've had. But competitors are rushing into the breach, and they're smartly seeing opportunity in what is a crisis for United.
What would have gone through the mind of CEO Oscar Munoz? Surely he must have been given some advice from some canny PR advisors within the airline to take a different path.
Alex, you would hope that the CEO of United Airlines would have very good PR counsel, but it certainly doesn't look that way. You know, one of the things that's true about crisis PR, Alex, is that almost anything that could happen to you is predictable. In this case, they take passengers off their aircraft all the time. It's hard for me to believe that somebody at a company as large as United didn't sit down and have a plan and a strategy to positively and proactively manage the situation where a passenger did not want to be removed from an aircraft.
Yeah.
But apparently, they'd never thought of that.
But you're suggesting that this still could be an opportunity for the airline despite everything. Can we briefly cover that ground?
Absolutely. In the States, one of the largest environmental disasters occurred with the BP oil spill. People are still buying gasoline from BP stations in the United States. Why are they doing that? Regardless of long-term feelings about the company overall, people still need gasoline in their cars, and people still need to fly. The airline industry globally is heavily regulated. There are only so many carriers of the scope of a United Airlines. So the company has an opportunity to regain market share. But what they really need to do, Alex, they need a grand gesture.
We've got a comparison here in South Korea with Korean Air and the famous Nut Rage incident.
Yes.
In the last couple of years, though, the airline has more or less recovered. There was great hostility to start off with, but it did start to fade away. Perhaps a key point there was that the vice chairman involved there, she was punished. She actually went to prison. Do you think the American public need to see greater accountability before they can truly forgive United Airlines?
Yes. Americans, in fact, are looking now towards Congress. The U.S. Congress is going to be investigating this incident, and there is a U.S. House of Representatives committee that's going to be holding hearings. And, Alex, I just saw come over the wire not too long ago that United Airlines has announced that they have agreed to testify at this hearing. They're going to be dragged through the mud. They're going to be made a spectacle on national television. And the American public is probably looking forward to that.
Mm. Well, there's so much other stuff that's being dragged up. For example, another alleged case of racial discrimination involving a Muslim family being forced off a United Airline plane over a dispute regarding a booster seat. Did that?
Yes.
And that came to light also earlier this month. Do you think that aggravated its image as somehow a discriminating establishment?
Well, it absolutely does. There was also an incident where a bride and a groom on their way to their wedding were also pulled off a United Airlines aircraft. This practice, good or bad, of airlines taking passengers off of planes when they're full apparently happens every day. United, they're just particularly bad at handling it. And to your point, because of social media today, every time that happens, there's another opportunity for passengers to become social media publishers and put it right on the internet.
Yeah, so the old saying was, any publicity is good publicity. Has that been completely turned around through social media? In other words, when you've got a very negative hashtag, does it matter how many times your brand's being mentioned if it's causing people to boycott you?
Well, you're absolutely right. Social media has changed the game. And companies that find themselves in the middle of a PR crisis no longer have days, weeks, or months to turn things around. They have to act quickly. And that really, in terms of the PR part of this crisis for United Airlines, that's where the airline utterly failed.
Mm. And speaking of social media, United Airlines was also a trending topic on Weibo, China's social media. And considering this is a man, obviously, with a strong connection to Asia, Dr. Dao, and I know that a number of Asian Americans, but also here in South Korea and other countries like China, they've taken it quite personally. They've seen this as possibly having a racial element to it. Is there a great concern for United Airlines that it will lose significant business from China, for example, its most important international market?
Yes. Weibo and other social media outlets that focus on Asia and Southeast Asia, the airline has to pay very close attention to public sentiment there. These routes, these parts of the world, routes to Korea, in fact, these represent potential opportunity for American flag carriers. And United Airlines, as one of the largest American flag carriers, has to be paying attention to what the public is saying. In terms of Weibo, it's not only a matter of whether United Airlines is trending today, Alex. It's a matter of whether every time another airline incident happens in China or in Asia, does United Airlines come up again and again as a hashtag? I suspect they will for quite some time. And kind of like an earthquake, there's the initial shock from the initial crisis, and then there'll be waves later on every time there's another incident that comes up. If United's not planning for that, they're going to have severe reputational and brand damage.
I mean, I can see in the last 3 hours, CNN has posted an opinion piece from Les Abend, a Boeing 777 captain for, it says, a major airline with 33 years of flying experience, and his message is, stop blaming United. That, to me, sounds like somebody in the PR department at United is maybe working hard to get counter stories out there. And is that the sort of thing you'd be doing if you were hired by them?
Actually, no, Alex. One of the cardinal rules of crisis public relations is don't blame the victim. And Dr. Dao is a victim. There were some stories in the States, I don't know if they made it to Korea, but when the initial incident happened, In Louisville, Kentucky, the local newspaper went back in its archives and discovered that about 14 or 15 years ago, Dr. Dow was convicted of some drug-related offenses for prescribing medications. And there was an enormous social media controversy here in the States about whether it was appropriate to bring that up again, since it had occurred some time ago. He'd paid his debt to society and was practicing medicine again. It's very, very dangerous to blame the victim, or in this case, passengers, for something that's really not in their control.
Yeah, again, though, to quote the pilot here, he says, the good doctor's resistance could have been interpreted as non-compliance with a crew member, which is a federal matter, but that would have been a stretch. If the non-compliance card were played, though, then it would have been a simple matter of threatening Dow with arrest. And just really having sympathy for what was a very challenging situation in confined surroundings. Again, though, you're saying at this point none of that really matters. United has to put up its hands and try to move on.
It really does, Alex. United, one of the things that's true about a PR crisis is that there's always something else going on that requires attention. One of the stories I saw today, apparently if I'm a United crew member and I'm traveling, I don't have to check in for my flight like everybody else does. So they announced today new rules at United, and one of them is, if I'm a crew member, I have to check in an hour before my flight like everybody else does.
Mm.
And you look at something like that and you say to yourself, well, that's just common sense. And if apparently that was not standard procedure before this incident, it's not surprising to me that that operational problem caused a PR crisis. They need to address that.
Mr. Farriga, thank you so much for joining us today.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mr. Paul Farriga, founder of Word Right Communications. This story dragging on. I suppose we shouldn't be surprised. That whole nut rage incident that I referred to before with Korean Air did also drag on for several weeks. And as I reflected, it was only really a court case that brought it to a firm conclusion. And then public memory is generally fairly short. What do you think, though, from a PR perspective? Maybe it's useful advice for your own company. If there's a problem, do you just come out and apologize, be more open and honest? Is that enough for consumers? Pound or sharp 1013 for 51 per message.